This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
Ahoy!
Late. That's a ball.
That's
a ball.
Yeah, caught me off guard.
5 yards.
I was busy looking at Lillard's new shoe.
Yellow flag.
Hello.
5 yards. Hello. Hey, what? He has a new shoe.
Yeah, I don't know. I was logging onto the computer. Yeah, just the left one. The right one, it's, you know.
The same?
That's the same. The Dame Sixes. I don't know. It popped up on my computer, and then I had like a message coming in on the phone, and I was looking at a shoe, and you were saying hello. All hell was breaking loose.
By the way, that fart brought to you by our fearless leader, our GM, Kim.
Oh, there she is.
She's in there, yeah. And she wanted that.
She's working the fart sounder.
She is.
That's when you know you got a power woman in there, when she's
working the fart. Board.
Yeah, she's in there demanding more farts from the great Mike Lynch.
Her parents are in here learning about the fart sounders.
Oh,
my gosh.
Look at that.
Those are Kim's parents?
Get right the hell out of town.
You look so young.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
I'm not just doing the whole sister thing.
I swear to God, I looked. Mom, I looked at you and said, wow, there's Kim's sister.
Hey, Kim's mom, how you doing?
Yeah. Kisses to you. Albeit older, but
you know.
No, I'm kidding. Younger.
She's not older. She's experienced. Come on.
Hey, what a day.
What a day.
Do you even know why I said that?
Thoughts and prayers? What are we doing?
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
thoughts and prayers, man.
And prayers. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to give thoughts and prayers.
Well, there was another school shooting.
Thoughts and prayers. Prayers and thoughts.
Yeah. I know when something horrific
happens. Thoughts and thoughts.
Yeah, when something horrific happens, it's all I want.
Double thoughts.
Yeah, can you not pray, just give thoughts and thoughts? I don't know.
I don't pray.
No, so you just give double thoughts or do you just go
thoughts? I do think and give thoughts.
Okay.
But I don't pray.
But do you double up on the thoughts because the lack of prayers?
Uh-uh.
Well, I don't feel like you're really doing your part then.
No.
You're doing half of what everyone else is doing.
Sue me.
Oh, I will.
I've got big news. Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
Wow.
God.
That's making me uncomfortable.
Well, is it really?
So what's your big news?
Well, I don't really have big news, but somebody has complained.
Oh, okay.
To the fan boss.
Oh, see, I hadn't seen this or heard of this. So when you said, like, you know, big day, I was like, what? Did I miss something?
Well, it's not really a big day. It's just another Thursday.
Like, we've got, like, Astro shenanigans
and some NCAA news. Can I tell you what's going on in my life?
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, my wife's out of town.
Oh, boy.
For a week.
So you're going
to,
like...
So I ate a pizza last night.
I was going to say, immediately I thought of, and not just, like, a pizza, but a bad pizza.
Yeah, he had Little Caesars last night.
It was good. No. Taste buds in Multnomah Village. Really good pizza.
All right. I thought, like, you were going to party until the crack of, like, 9:30.
That's exactly right.
Eat a pizza, something on the Golf Channel, perhaps?
No.
Maybe the end of the Blazer game?
I don't have Golf Channel anymore.
Oh, yeah, you got to...
I was watching the Blazers last night.
I'm sorry. Eating pizza. I was watching that, too.
I was, too.
Yeah.
It was depressing.
I think the Raptors just had another uncontested dunk. Holy hell.
I think Mario Hezonja is fading into the bushes again.
Boy. Could he guard Mike Lynch in the post?
No. I dominate that guy.
Lynch in the spin move, taking him to
the hole. Baby skyhooks the entire time.
So he struggles a bit.
There's a couple things. Well, right. Jason Quick's coming on today, so if you want to talk about Mario Hezonja, that's going to happen.
Yes.
3:30.
Now, Quick did say at the beginning of the year that he was driving the Tear Bear a little bit crazy.
Hezonja was not Quick.
Yes. I'm guessing at this point that's escalated to straitjacket levels.
Yeah, he's terrible.
It's not good.
But
he's Nick Stauskas 2.0.
3:30.
The whole thing is
okay. Good. All right. 3:30. Right. Jason Quick. 3:30.
You keep trying to.
No, you are. You won't. No. Shut up for a second.
Wow.
Right. Mommy and Daddy, you're yelling. I'm very uncomfortable.
I'm just gonna go,
guys.
I'm gonna sit over here and give more thoughts and prayers to you,
Dad.
You need them.
What was I gonna say?
I Dad? Don't know. You won't spit it out.
Your wife's out of town. You had pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You were watching the Blazers.
So this with the script. Spit that ass out. Come on.
So we're going to go to the Chinook Winds Sportsbook on Saturday.
Who's we?
Just friends.
Okay.
Myself and I.
The editorial we. I feel like this is just you going down there to get pizza and lay around.
No.
No, there's
people.
There's real people.
And then we may go to the Ducks game, but then again, I don't really want to. But we have tickets.
7:30 p.m. kick. So
on a fun note, right. Did you see that Arizona officially 125th in defense of 130 teams?
Yeah, pass defense. I looked at that today, right? Pass defense.
No, I think that's total defensive efficiency.
Well, they switched defensive coordinators, and since then, they've only given up 56 points. Do you know how many games they've played?
One. Yeah, that's not good. It's not.
So anyway.
Struggle.
We're going to spend the day at the Chinook Winds Casino Sportsbook because I have never been down there.
Nor have I.
So I'm thinking.
Well, to be fair, I've been to Chinook Winds, not in a number of years, but if I were to go down there, the reason for going down there, sportsbook.
So I've been handicapping the college football slate for Saturday.
Nice. Getting your line.
Which is so fun.
Isn't it true, like, anytime you're going to Vegas, you spend a little extra prep work?
No question.
Because you feel like you need to have that big week, as if you're not putting that effort in the normal week. You're just placing bets. But Vegas, you got to be dialed in with the sharps.
So we're going down there, and then if we get a wild hair, we may just go over to the Duck game. But
you're not going to do that.
I don't feel like we will, but maybe we will.
I'll tell you what, right now, I'm giving odds in Vegas. Ah, boy, I'm putting the... I'm giving you like 9-2 here.
Well, we do have a major Duck fan with us, so that helps.
I'm still saying, but who's driving?
I'm driving.
9-2.
Well, there are actually going to be two cars, I think. There's three guys in one and two guys in another.
But we're saying you have to be there.
No, the other three guys could take the tickets and go.
Well, that's different. I'm saying your attendance.
Yeah,
if you are behind the wheel.
What are you putting the odds at?
I was going 9-2, but if you have your own separate car, because here's what can happen.
Yeah, all four of them could go and go to the game, and then I could just.
This is what will happen. I'm putting this now. I'm going like 15, at least 15-2, maybe 15-1, that you do not attend that game. And by the way,
may be onto something.
That number could start plummeting knowing that you have your own independent transportation.
So
now the odds of you ending up staying at Chinook Winds overnight, that's more likely.
That's Saturday. And then Sunday, you know, we have the big Survivor Pool game.
Yes.
And I've been working diligently all day to try to figure out if I should hedge that and how I should hedge that.
Have you decided? Are you going Niners or Raiders?
Well, okay. So let me lay this out. So Colin Wilson of the Action Network will be on tomorrow, and I'm going to ask a professional. He's a professional sports gambler.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him what he would do. But here's the scenario. $150 has been spent. It is gone.
Yes.
I am in a survivor pool. I am down to the final five. The winner, lone winner, if there's one winner, cashes over $12,000.
Juicy, Papa. Real juicy.
Should we split it? You know, obviously you can do the math from there. But right now, nobody wants to split it. We're going for it.
I love how you just conveniently dodged that math. I felt like in your mind,
you could do the math. I'm not going to try.
I felt like you were about to throw out a number, and then you immediately took a hard left and were like, you do the math.
So then I'm the only one of the five that still has San Francisco in my hip pocket. Mm-hmm. And they're playing Arizona this week. So that's a major consideration for me is I'll probably play San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing, so I looked through the other four people today, and I'm guessing none of them have San Francisco, so I'm gonna guess that they're going to be either on Oakland or Minnesota. There could be a wild card of something else in there that I'm not seeing. I don't know. I can't get into their brains. I don't even know who they are.
Because when I looked, those were the two, I think they're the two biggest spreads, and it's not, to me, there wasn't a whole lot of.
Those are the three biggest spreads right there. And there are two players that have Minnesota, and everybody has Oakland available. So I'm guessing it's going to be me on the Niners and the rest of the pool, some combo of Oakland, Minnesota. Now,
Niners, by the way, have Arizona, and the Raiders have Cincinnati.
And both are double-digit favorites.
Yeah, yes. I think it's 12 and like 11 respectively, but the Niners spread is the biggest spread.
So I can bet there's a myriad of things I could do, but I can bet Arizona on the money line, meaning Arizona, if they win that game, it's plus 405, meaning it. Let's say I put hypothetically $500 on Arizona plus 405, I would win just over $2,000.
Sure.
So if Arizona wins, I'm out of the pool, but
you get a little dough.
I win $2,000, and all I spent was $150 to get into the pool. So there's the basic hedge. Now, if San Francisco wins, I advance in the pool, but now I have spent $650
to try to win 12 grand.
And who knows, maybe we continue this all the way to week 17 and I continue to hedge and hedge and hedge, and my total in terms of what I've spent to be in this pool keeps going up. So what would you do?
To me at this point, now if it was one or two, I would probably hedge. But with five people left, and chances are everyone's taking Oakland, everyone's taking San Francisco, those two games should come out. I would not hedge at this point. I would wait. I don't think you hedge until you get down to two, maybe three people in this thing.
And let's say Oakland loses and you win. You didn't need to hedge, and you get the maximum amount of winnings without spending any extra money.
Yeah, but the idea of a hedge is, I mean, you never need to hedge. The idea of a hedge is
protect it a little bit.
You're protecting. I'm winning $12,000 off of $150. Yeah. Getting $2,000 back when I'm so close to 12 is a good bet. If I'm risking an extra $500.
I'm saying is, to Suk's point, because Oakland seems like they'll likely win this week, that if you wait until it's one or two or really difficult picks, that's where the hedge, I think, comes into more into play.
Yeah, I don't think you're in hedge territory. You should ask Colin, but
I'm going to ask him.
I do not think you're in hedge territory right now, in my opinion.
All right. Well, anyway, I'll keep you posted.
Okay, and you know what I'm going to do for you?
Pray.
No.
Oh, no, wait. Thoughts and thoughts.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and thoughts.
Do you still pray? Are you a praying man? Do you sit by the bed and like...
You know what? For this, I will. I'll throw you some gambling prayers up there.
You prayed for me in Vegas the one year we were down there and I won.
I do. I don't mind. I'll throw one up every now and then to something
or
other.
You did not do.
Does it mean more or less when you don't pray very often and then you pray?
I don't know.
Oh.
You're probably talking to the wrong person, right? I keep waiting for something.
Isaac, does it mean more or less?
I keep waiting for something cool to happen and it hasn't occurred yet. So we'll wait and see. But I will throw one up for you today.
Did you pray about 9/11 not happening? Because you missed one.
No, I did not.
Had you?
Didn't have that one.
Jerk. Now look.
Wow. Things took a really, really dark turn there.
Well, I mean, if you pray for the Lord to find your keys or have me win a survivor pool, you would think you would pray for some bigger things to not happen.
My family does
or
that.
Or happen.
They do that for like lost keys and things of that nature.
Lost keys.
Yeah, just whatever. I always pull the for love of the game, the Kevin Costner thing. Lord, I've never involved you in a game. I always feel like you have more important things to do. We prayed, but as a BYU had a stadium prayer before every
so
game.
So you think that's in the Lord's notes is find Suk's dad's keys?
You're talking
busy guy.
You're talking to the wrong guy. But before,
just asking.
I did have this thought occasionally while I was, because at BYU they do a prayer, a stadium prayer before every game, and I always found that a bit odd. But you know, some people like to have that, like some sort of armor of protection. But I always felt like if that was the case, then shouldn't we be better than we were? I always wondered that. Like when Florida State was like kicking our teeth in, I was like, wait a minute. Why aren't we better than that? Didn't quite happen that way.
All right. Let's get to going here. Jason Quick on the Blazers at 3:30. Oh, my other big news is that Will Darkins is out of the poll question, but I'll have to tell you about that next.
Oh, that's a little disappointing.
He's been eliminated.
Was he being a real wanker about the whole thing?
No. It has nothing to do with him. We've had an official complaint filed.
Oh.
To the 1080 The Fan complaint board.
By Will Darkins?
No.
Oh.
By one of our fine listeners.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
They're not happy about Will.
Well, now I need to know this.
Yeah, so we'll get to that next.
And there's complaint news about Dusty, too. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, we got.
I mean, the complaint board is busy.
Yeah, we're ratcheting up. I'm guessing after that first segment, we can probably chalk a couple more to go with it.
It is 3:15. This is The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I just want you to know, because of that throat clear, about some prayers. Coming your way, buddy.
Thank you.
A whole lot of them today.
Bro.
My voice is suddenly sounding better, so, hey, it worked. Thanks, man.
I do what I can.
And yes, I...
I still got some connections, I think.
Oh. Somebody said you learn something new every day. Today I learned Sook responsible for 9/11.
Wow.
That's right.
God, I'm always the last one to know.
You missed that one.
Yeah. I was eating Raisin Bran at the time.
I wasn't even awake yet.
No?
No, I remember waking up and turning on the TV going, whoa.
Yeah. I was waking up to go work out. It was in college and we had...
Whoa.
You could work out before or after practice. So I woke up and, of course, being the nutritional man that I am, way to start my day with like a Red Bull and a big bowl of Raisin Bran.
I poured a whiskey.
Did you?
Oh, you're darn right. Settled in for the day.
I also remember this one, too. Like when I turned on, it was I turned on ESPN and I was like, why is there a smoking tower? I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it took us a while to...
And then it was shortly thereafter, I want to say within a minute or two of me sitting down, that's when the second one hit. And I remember freaking out and going in and trying to wake up my wife. And let me tell you something, you know who didn't care? My wife.
Really?
No, she just, you know, she wasn't a morning person and she just was shrugging the whole thing off. And I was like, you need to wake up. And she was, you know, she's one of them angry morning people and was just like, leave me alone. It's like 2 hours later, she woke up. And I was just kind of sitting there staring, and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, well,
yeah,
this
pretty big deal.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, I just thought she thought I was bothering her with some sort of mundane, you know, we're out of milk. I need more Raisin Bran sort of, you know.
Well, to be fair to her, she, you know, 99 times out of 100, she's probably right.
Yeah.
But no. Not that day.
No, no.
All right. So Jason Quick, our Blazers insider, is coming up at 3:30. Here's what happened. Our AAA Heating and Cooling poll question brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com.
It's not just a clever name. No, they're right there in the title.
It's at 1080thefan.com. Somebody complained to the complaint board here at The Fan that they didn't like Will Darkins being a part of the poll question.
Why?
Because he was always Darkins.
He's always an option.
He's our social media internet guy.
Yeah.
Whatever they call him.
Former Oregon State football great.
Yes.
Lake Oswego legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a lot of titles. Mm-hmm. Wears a lot of hats, Will. Mm-hmm. And so he puts up the poll quote. I'm the one that sends it to him. I'm like, here, put this up today, and then we'll talk about it on the show. And then he physically puts it on the thing because I don't know how to work computers. So it's on there, and somebody emailed the boss and said, look, you know, those poll questions are great, but I feel like you're really minimizing them by Will Darkins being, it's just a joke. We're always joking about something.
It's a joke.
So we put Will Darkins on there like as a option on the poll question every day. It's just like, haha.
And someone's bothered.
Didn't like it.
It delegitimizes.
Yes.
A poll question?
Yes, that's what they said.
Good
and so
Lord.
My first thought is, well, okay, we have today's poll question, which is, do you like Will Darkins on our poll questions? Yes, no, or Will Darkins. But we thought better of that because we don't like to... Look, we take complaints here seriously.
Do we?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, you don't like to... This guy's a longtime P1, and okay. He's clearly hot and bothered about the poll question. And so we said, okay, well, hey.
Boy, I am.
He's been listening for a long time. We'll do him a solid, and we have taken Will Darkins out of the poll question.
I am.
Who have you inserted instead of Will Darkins?
No one. These are very serious poll questions.
Rob
now.
Will not be inserting.
These are sports poll questions. Boy, of a serious variety.
I am fascinated at the things that people complain about.
Boy, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
Somebody said,
you ever sitting down?
Wait, there's a complaint board, and people know how to complain to the complaint board, but they don't know how to change the channel?
You ever sitting... Like, I don't know. Do you ever go out? There's a breakfast place by me that I go to quite a bit. All right. I like going out for breakfast. Even sometimes if it's just like, I like some getting a bowl of oatmeal.
I love breakfast. It's my favorite meal of the day if I have a nice one.
Yes. And isn't it nice? I don't know. If I had to go out to a meal, I'm a big, I like going out to breakfast. And there's this little breakfast spot over by me. Mm. And you know, the breakfast spots, it's a lot of the olds, right? The olds love breakfast. And you can just sit down sometimes and you look at a table and you're like, oh boy, you know, a manager is getting talked to today. You just have, they just, there's that, there's that look about the table. The four or five women that are sitting there, a lot of aggressive haircuts. There's usually a scarf or a shawl involved, maybe some knee-high boots. A Nancy Grace look about you. Yeah, someone at that table is complaining about some runny eggs or the service or something floating in the water, a dirty fork. It's fascinating to me that people take time and energy out of their day to complain about something as mundane as a Will Darkens. It worked, though, right? I mean, there's no more Will Darkens.
We're also now getting many texts that are going to complain to the boss that they want Will Darkens back in the poll question.
Well, start a hashtag, bring back Will Darkens poll.
It's all about Will's poll. Hashtag Will's poll.
Or we could put Chip Kelly back on the poll question. That would really piss him off. But look, it's a minor change. We're here to make listeners happy. So that guy, you got what you wanted. We're not going to die on this hill, okay?
No, we're not.
We could. We certainly could. And a lot of times we do here.
Sure, but not here.
In this instance, okay, fine.
Hey, you know what? Thoughts and prayers to Will Darkens.
Thoughts and prayers.
I think he is the saint on Sinner and the Saint, so maybe thoughts and prayers. And they said that I guess he's a saint because he's is it Piscatarian?
Oh, is
Pescatarian,
he?
Pescatarian, yes.
Pescatarian. Okay.
Yes. Is that what that is? Yeah, he only eats fish. So they said that qualified him as the saint.
Well, I did want to make sure to update you on yesterday's poll question, which was, which do you prefer out of your college football sports talk? Mm-hmm. Remember, we were watching this one closely.
Yeah.
Because, we were trying to decide how much of these hypothetical college football playoff scenarios you want to discuss. Like, I heard one today. Somebody was talking to somebody else about Minnesota and Ohio State both being undefeated, playing in the Big Ten championship game, Minnesota winning by a field goal, and then what? And it's just like,
whatever,
oh my God.
What do we do?
Well, it's like, can we let that happen before we debate that?
Well, it's like the doomsday preppers, Rob. By then, it's too late. You have to be prepared for that scenario.
So then it's probably both are in. Pretty easy answer. But anyway, yesterday, which do you prefer out of your college football sports talk? 37% of you said shut up and just let it play out.
Oh, okay.
33% said either is fine. They don't care either way. They just want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Dance, monkey. And the 30% group was, please debate all the potential playoff scenarios, and thank you.
Okay. What about Will Darkens?
He was the middle one. He was either is fine, just less Will Darkens.
Okay.
So he's at 33%.
Strong poll.
That's his final poll.
Strong.
Today, can the Blazers get this puppy turned around? Two options for you, not three. Yes, in Stotts and Lillard we trust, or no, this team sucks.
That's it? That's all we got?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can turn it around.
Right now, 54% say yes, in Stotts and Lillard we trust, and 50%, that's weird, 50% no, this team sucks. Apparently we have 104% poll.
Well, it's like the there's always plus minus a couple percentage points, right?
I guess that's built in.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't say could or would they turn around? Can. Yeah. Anything's possible.
Did I? Yeah. Can the Blazers get this puppy turned around?
Yeah, they can.
But the sun could explode tomorrow. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to pray for them.
Thoughts and prayers. Don't just pray. Think.
They don't look good.
And pray. No, they don't.
So Jason Quick, our Blazers insider, is coming up next. Let's talk about the Blazers. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Home of the 1% listing fee.
All right, coming up at 4, two of the three of us have really strong NFL picks against the spread this year, and it will be time at 4 o'clock for our NFL challenge where you get our picks, and then you can fade mine. I'm quite fadeable at 10 and 20. So
yeah, it's not going so well for you.
Here he is, Jason Quick, our Blazers insider. Thoughts and prayers to the Blazers.
That's a good way to put it.
Write the eulogy. Go. Well,
in all honesty, like, how bad is it right now?
It's terrible.
Now I'm asking how bad. I want just I know it's
I can
early.
Answer that.
You zip it. I want to hear from JC Babes.
It's pretty bad. I mean, God, they've lost 6 out of 7 this month. 4 out of their 5 home games. They're losing to teams that have their star players out. So I don't, you know, the injury excuse for the Blazers doesn't really fly, and really all they're missing right now is Zach Collins, and it's just mind-boggling to think that you lose a guy like Zach Collins and it has derailed this whole season. And I think it's really kind of brought into focus that maybe this team wasn't as deep as Neil Olshey and Terry Stotts thought. Because, you know, Tolliver and Hezonja have proven that they are not up to task to be a backup power forward. And we're at the point now where 12 games in, they've had four different power forward starters, and now they're relying on a 19-year-old rookie who was thought to be a project, and now he's your starting power forward. So that's how dire it's become.
So what signs can you point to for hope of a turnaround?
Well, CJ McCollum is bound to play better. I mean, we went through this last year where he was just brutal not very good for the first couple months of the season. And eventually he kind of clicked into gear, and that helped the team. And this has not been a good start for CJ. 31% from three, 40% from the field overall, and he's got a ton of turnovers. So you have to figure, though, that he's going to play better. We've seen him play better. And I think that'll take some pressure off Dame. Last night, you know, Toronto just totally disrespected the rest of the Blazers lineup and aimed to take Dame out of the offense, and it worked. Dame had only 9 points, and it was really his first bad game of the season. So I think that's some hope. Rodney Hood is now back. That really messed them up on top of the Collins thing when Hood missed 2.5 games dealing with a back issue. Rodney Hood's been very good this year. I think only three guys have played well for the Blazers this year. It's Lillard, Simons, and Hood. Everyone else has been either average or below average from even their own expectations. So that's what is so concerning, is that it's widespread. There's a lot of players underperforming as a whole. Their defense is brutal. And, you know, the thing that's just burned into my mind is the Kings game earlier this week, where they cut the lead to 5 in the fourth, and good teams in that scenario really buckle down and get the stops and then come out with a win. Philadelphia did it earlier the week against Cleveland. They were being outplayed, but they got the defensive stops and won. But what does Sacramento do? Sacramento doesn't even have its two best players, Fox, the point guard, and Bagley, the big guy. Sacramento breaks them down easily, like three possessions in a row in the fourth, and the game's over. They can't get defensive stops. And last night you saw it against Toronto. You know, fourth quarter, what was a tie game is now spiraling downhill, and they get a stop, but Toronto gets an offensive rebound. They stop them again, they get another offensive rebound, and then finally Siakam hits the jumper, and the next thing you know, people are flooding the X's with 4 minutes left in the game. It's been a long time since I can remember Blazer fans flooding the exits with 4 minutes left in a game, but they've seen this over and over this year in the five games at home. They're getting outworked, out hustled, and a lot of times they're just shorter than the other teams, and they're getting beat to rebounds, and it's just really, really deflating.
Yeah, and then Van Vliet got whatever he wanted in the middle of the lane. And Toronto shot almost as well, I think 44 to 45%. They shot almost as well from the three-point line than they did just, you know, an uncontested layup line.
Yeah. The number one concern for me is the defense. They're giving up a lot of open threes. It's been better than it was very early in the season. And I asked Stotts this last night, you know, what's the number one thing you want to see shored up? And he said, our defense at the point of attack. We have to stop the penetration and stop the one-on-one guys getting by us. So you read a little deeper into that, that's Dame and CJ need to do a better job of keeping their guys in front of them.
Okay, so this is Jason Quick, Blazers Insider. Hezonja, what is up with that dude? Because he sucks.
Yeah, we're finding out why Orlando bailed on him and why New York bailed on him. And, you know, how was this guy ever a top five pick? You look at him, he has the tools. He's 6'9". He's pretty skilled with the ball. He's fast. But, I mean, he can't hit a shot. He gets lost on defense at times. Just really silly turnovers. It's he's he's going down the road of Tolliver, where, you know, last night finally Stotts just said, I'm not playing Tolliver, and he only played Hezonja 14 minutes. I think it's going down that road where he might be getting his minutes kind of cut more and more until he's not playing. But, you know, they're in a position right now, though, where they almost have to play him just because they don't have enough bodies. So, you know, the interesting thing right now is how good or what Nasir Little can do. He's actually been a little bit exciting. The rookie, he's been very active. He goes around and tries to get offensive rebounds. He's always around the rim. He cuts to the rim. He had a really nice block last night. And Stotts, who hardly ever compliments players, was effusive in his praise of Nasir last night. So it looks like he's going to be the starter heading into Saturday's game at San Antonio, and it's his job to lose. So that's kind of exciting when you pair him with Simons. You think of Collins, you know, down the road, but this was a season where Portland thought they were going to contend for a title. They openly talked about it, and they have the most expensive roster in the NBA, but they're 4-8, and it's a bad 4-8. I mean, 1-4 at home, and they've lost to teams that are depleted. I mean, Golden State, Sacramento. Last night, Toronto was playing without Lowry, Ibaka, and OG, their defensive stopper. So it's hard right now. I think Blazer fans have a reason to be frustrated. Go ahead.
You said this is the most expensive roster in the league, the Blazers?
I believe it is. Yeah, I believe it is.
Oh, my God. Well, the people that...
Hey, you should have seen the look on everyone's face when you said that in the studio.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we all just kind of like... Yeah.
And I know they had to make moves in the offseason. I mean, there was a lot of shuffling that needed to be done with contracts and things. So, at the same time, the people who said... Because I think Jason, you and I, and maybe even Suk, I think we all agreed that I kind of like the moves. I thought they were deeper. Yeah. I thought they were more balanced, at least on paper. It is just not looking like that at all.
Hey,
now,
and
some
hey,
of
hey,
that.
Hey, real quick, second most expensive roster.
Who's the most?
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
Houston.
Oh.
So let's cut him some slack here. Right?
Yeah, sorry.
But it's looking like those people that initially said, what are they doing, were right. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah. And, you know, I need to take complete ownership. I fell for this hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I did too,
I thought Whiteside was better than he is. And I don't think Whiteside's been awful, but he certainly hasn't been the defensive stopper or the defensive impact player that I envisioned or that I thought he was. He can block a shot here and there, but he's not intimidating shots. He's not deterring guys when they get in the lane, and he's just not mobile. But yeah, I was as guilty as anyone for buying into this team. I still think they're better than they're showing. You know, I think Bazemore is a better shooter than he's shown. We've talked about CJ. He's definitely a better player than he's been showing. But it's when you get into that second layer, the Hezonjas, the Tollivers, LeBissiere, he's been okay, but again, you don't want to play him a ton of minutes. It's looking thin right now. And, you know, I don't think the return of Pau Gasol is going to rescue this team. I think he's a 12 to 15 minutes at most type guy. I mean, he's 39. So...
Well, I agree with you on Whiteside.
They're going to have to make a move.
Yeah, they're going to have – well, that's another question.
If they have plans to make the playoffs, they have to make a move, and it's probably going to have to be before the February trading deadline. It's probably going to have to be sometime in December. But, you know, if they get too far into this, dig themselves too deep a hole, they might play, you know, the long route and try to just – I don't want to say tank, but, you know, get a pick and be like Golden State, where You know you're going to be pretty well set up the next year, and why not just add another pick to that?
See, I love what you just said there. That's where I was going to go, is that I think that they're not – I already believe that they should be sellers, not buyers, when it comes to trades. And punt on this, there's only two teams worse in the West. I mean, this is not – and Nurkic and Collins are not coming back. And if even if Nurkic does come back, it's going to take him a lot of time to get ready. So you can't count – or to get back to 100%. Yeah. So I just don't think you can count on either of those guys. If you take them out of it, realistically, this team is just not very good. And yes, maybe they're better than they're playing, but say they get the 7 seed. Say it goes so great from here that they get the 5 seed. So freaking what? Right? Like, punt.
Yeah. Well,
get some picks. Or a pick.
Yeah. It depends how you're playing down the road. I mean, you know, Utah was in the same boat last year where they had a tough road schedule and they were under 500 until mid-January, and they ended up winning 50 games. But I see what you're saying. But I don't know. It's hard for me, Isaac, because it's hard for me to doubt Damian Lillard. And I know that sounds like just like a total honk, but I've watched this guy up close for 8 years now, and the way that he wills his team when it's in a bad spot. There are times when this team had no business making the playoffs, and he just carried them. And it's just hard for me to totally count this team out right now. And I know people hate hearing, well, it's early, and they need time to gel. And, you know, I'm sick of hearing that as well. But
well, I don't think you're doubting him. I don't think any – well, first of all, Lillard's playing great, and they're 4-8. So I don't think it's doubting him. I think this league, unfortunately, is set up so that the worse you are, the better you can be. And if you see an opportunity for that, even if you have Lillard's not going anywhere. He'll be here next year, so will CJ. And so will a healthy Nurkic. I think it makes sense to look at that. Maybe not yet. We'll see how this goes. But I don't know, man. I mean,
if we really want to talk long term, I mean – Anthony Simons might be the big, he might be the future shooting guard. And, you know, you can make an argument that he's giving CJ a run for his money right now. Is CJ the way you get better long term?
CJ trade. Ooh, interesting. I'd listen to that.
But we know how much Neil Olshey loves CJ. So, okay. It's hard to break up that continuity of Dame and CJ, but It's becoming interesting. That's what I keep thinking as I watch Anthony play more and more. He's finally gained the confidence of Stotts, and Stotts is playing him upwards around 30 minutes a game. I just keep going, man, this kid is good. He's fun to watch. How much better is he going to be at the end of this year? Is he going to be better than CJ? I know that. I mean, it's almost blasphemous to say, but I think he's that good. I really do.
Okay, let me ask you about Whiteside. I'm sorry to cut you off, Jason.
Yeah.
We kind of got to get moving. I just want one more question about Whiteside. And a lot of people are blowing us up now because, you know, things like, hey, if you fell for the Whiteside thing, you should have done more homework. He's the mediocrity that they deserve. And that's – now, see, that is a little unfair because I think that I liked the idea of Whiteside – if there's a healthy Nurkic and Collins, I don't like the idea of Whiteside being your main big, and you're seeing that now. And that is he, you can stomach him when he's coming off the bench and maybe he can give you a spark, but not as the main dude, because his numbers are so hollow. He's another one of these NBA guys who just has a low basketball IQ. He doesn't move. He doesn't listen. He thinks he's great because he gets 20 and 10 when they lose by 15. And those guys are so frustrating. This league is littered with guys like that. The question I want to ask you about him, though, is you wrote a really good article about Damian Lillard's approach to Whiteside. Can you summarize, because Lillard sees it too, he just can't say it quite like we can.
Yeah.
What is Lillard's approach to handling Whiteside's habits?
He is being very patient with him, but he's trying to get him to explain or get him to understand that it's not about your points and rebounds. It's how you're impacting the game. You need to set better screens so we can get better shots. You need to contest shots. And even if you don't block the shot, if you affect it and miss it, then that's helping the team. And he needs to, he's trying to implore upon him the team concept and making other players better and doing little things that don't show up on the stat sheet, that your value isn't always measured by points and rebounds. Yes, it helps if you score. It helps if you get those rebounds, but you have to do the other things as well. And it's a process because Hassan's 30 years old. He's got a ton of bad habits. And so that's why Lillard said that he has to be patient, because it takes time to break habits. He went through the same process with Jusuf Nurkić, but Jusuf was 22, 23 years old when he got him, and he didn't have as many kind of built-in habits. He was able to shape him and coach him and mentor him into the player he is now because he was so young and impressionable. Hassan is a established veteran with all these habits, and it's going to take a while to break. And I thought it was interesting last night when I was talking to CJ in the locker room, and he said one of the things he wants to do, or that he will do on this upcoming six-game trip, is have a conversation with Whiteside. And like a dummy, I didn't follow up with him and say, well, what exactly are you going to talk about? Because it was in the middle of a long kind of sentence that he was talking, and I got caught up in another area he was going. But I wish I would have said, well, what are you going to talk to Whiteside about? What exactly do you want to kind of iron out on the road? But it's clear that both Dame and CJ feel like they need to help coach him and mold him into the Blazers system. So that's going to be an interesting thing to kind of keep an eye on.
Good stuff. I love it. Blazers insider Jason Quick will be with us every Thursday. Is today Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Yeah.
At 3:30 for some hot Blazer talk. And it's always more fun when they suck, because then it's more controversial. Yeah. Everybody's got a hot take.
Hey, how are you feeling about the Steeler game tonight?
Big Zook?
I've been riding Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is criminally underrated. I think everyone wrote them off. Fitzpatrick has been an MVP-type player since he's coming over. They've got one of the best defensive lines. And Rudolph, they're taking the Big Ben approach, and that's just run the ball, play behind a good offensive line. Pittsburgh, to me, is still a serious playoff team. So I actually really like what Pittsburgh's been doing the last couple weeks.
They're underdogs tonight.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I know.
Yeah. To Cleveland.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
Last week, the Bills were underdogs to Cleveland, and Cleveland won.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
This is a case of weeks ago, everyone made up their mind that Cleveland was supposed to be good and Pittsburgh was supposed to be bad. Pittsburgh is a better football team, although the Thursday night thing, that can come into play. But I shall be placing a wager on my Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you know I'm a big Steeler, huh?
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's why I was giving you my Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, are you going to bet on them? Are you on the Oregon Lottery scoreboard app?
I am. I haven't won.
Yeah, I love that. Isn't that fun?
It's awesome. It's the best.
It scares me a little bit when you're on the road Thursday night, but I love when I can get the better team getting points. I think the Browns are favored by 3, 3.5. I'll take that all day.
Yeah. You know what sucks, though, is that I don't like being on the road with the Blazers, and I can't place a bet from the road.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you need a runner. I know. I get that over in the Washington. I'll be sitting at home, and I'm like, I need a wager, so I can't.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to crack an IPA and get fired up for this game.
Let's do it. All right. See ya. I mean, later. You can do it. I'm not going to do it, but that's great. Good stuff, man.
It is a
real honest Blazer talk there.
Yeah. It's been a little rocky. And Lynch is begging us to break.
And then you always have the guys on the other side who are like, oh, it's 12. How many games they played? 12 games? Yeah. 12 games in. You guys are crazy. No, just watch them. They're terrible.
It's not pretty.
They are terrible. All right, we got a break. Hey, Mike, you ready to break at all? Should we break now or?
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, man, you guys are really good. Somebody texts and says, hey, seems like you always go long with JC Babes. Why not just book him for 2 segments? That's a great point. So the point that Souk's been making since the beginning of time, and I always agree, and then I always just forget. And then I just got caught up there, and then I didn't break, and it's just like...
Literally every week.
Entirely my fault.
When he gets off the horn, I turn to Rob, and I'm like, why don't I just do him for 2 segments?
Yeah, we should do them for two segments.
We should do them.
We do that anyway. It's just that now it's awkward. And
we do them, and we do them for two.
Mike's, it's 3:59.
I know.
We're
two breaks.
So,
you broke for last segment at the break time for this segment.
Yeah, but I didn't really want to break, though. I wanted to power through.
I know you do, but you kind of.
See, there's commercials that need to be
played. And then he cut me off. He just cuts me off.
And then the boss came in. And
oh, what's he want?
It's a whole
thing. He's listening?
Yeah. It's a thing. Mm.
Yeah. No, you're right. Jason Quick, two segments every Thursday at 3:30.
There you go.
I promise. We'll do it that way moving forward. But yeah, when the Blazers aren't doing well, it always makes for a better discussion.
Or if they were, you know.
It's a dirty little secret of sports talk radio.
If they were the Lakers right now and they were like 9-2 and rolling, that'd be fun too.
Not as fun as this.
I don't know.
Everybody's got, when things are bad, everybody's a doctor.
This is bad.
The sports doctors come out.
It's way less fun to watch, but it's more fun to talk about.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And very frustrating to watch.
It
and
is
they
incredibly
are very
frustrating
right now.
Yeah, it's like what I was watching last night, and every time it looked like Portland would go down and get a bucket. Siege actually got it going a little bit in the fourth quarter. And,
Siege!
And then Toronto would come down, and it would just be an uncontested dunk. Or, as Quick said, that one position, I think there was, two or three offensive rebounds and then a Siakam three. By the way,
Blazers.
How good is that guy?
He's great.
That helps.
Can
Although
he win when most he's, improved player 2 years in a row,
when he's guarded by Hezonja,
that's a whole
Hezonja's terrible.
It's bad.
Oh my god!
Well, now that Myers is gone, there has to be a new hated Blazer, and it's got to be him.
I miss Myers Leonard.
I feel like Hezonja is more of the Nikstauskas of last year, and Anthony Tolliver is more of the Myers Leonard.
Here's the thing, though.
Tolliver sucks too.
One of them has to play. They only played four bench guys.
Both of them had to play.
So if you don't, but Tolliver didn't play last night. So the Quick was like,
Tolliver took some threes yesterday.
I think they should
Tolliver didn't play.
He didn't play 1 minute.
No, he got the DNP.
And I swore I saw him take some shots.
No, it was just that bad. So if you start benching little Mario there's no one else. You can't play a three-man bench
all
year.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
What if they played four?
Four on five?
Yeah, better spacing.
Open it up a little bit.
Open it up.
So instead of Damian Lillard getting double teamed, he's going to get triple teamed.
What if you ran like the all 6'5 and under lineup? Put little Simon CJ
Did you see?
Well, you're running he's like, 6'5? You're running a 6'5 power forward out there.
He played good defense yesterday.
Did you guys see Ja Morant hit the game winner against Charlotte was that last night?
Yes.
It was 1-on-5.
Yeah.
Did you see that highlight at all?
No.
You should watch it. It was hilarious. They were tied at 117, and Ja did the dribble around, let the clock.
NCAA style.
Yeah, and
also NBA style.
The other four guys got out of his way, and I shouldn't say it was 1-on-5. It was 1-on-1 initially. He beats his guy, gets to the rim, or gets in the paint, and then three other guys converge on him, and he still scored.
Oh, yeah, look
it
at
was
that.
1-on-4.
Well...
So I say do that.
It was the Hornets.
Do that with
Lillard. Yeah, they were playing the Hornets. I'm allergic to both Grizzlies and Hornets basketball. Although they're saying that Morant is actually, maybe a reason to watch that. Although I saw that they were putting him on load management the other night.
Yeah, well, again, he's a rookie. I mean, he's only used to playing 40 games a year, and now he's got to play 82. I think that makes sense. But he's good. And guess who else is kind of coming out of the woodwork finally? Andrew Wiggins. He's a big... topic right now in the NBA. He's playing great.
Scoring like 30 points a game.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that about Mr. Wiggins.
All you do is watch the crappy teams because the Blazers are 4-8. You know, there are only two teams worse than the Blazers in the West.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
The Pelicans and the Warriors. That's it.
Yeah.
And Damian Lillard's playing it at MVP level.
And they already lost to one of them.
Yeah, what does that tell you?
Well, you lost to that team without any of their players, too. You lost to a team that's worse than you when they were playing their G squad.
And the Pelicans are coming up on this road trip, so they got a chance to lose to both of them.
And by the way, their schedule gets harder now, doesn't it? Quick, say that.
They got six in a row on the road.
Yep. Rockets, Spurs, Pelicans, Bucks on this trip.
Forget it. We're moving on.
You got the Cavs and Bulls, though.
Hey, guess what, though, guys?
What do you got? Some wins?
The people are waiting for your hot NFL against the spread picks.
Let's go.
You guys have been great. Look, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, Lynch is heating it up. I think we're tied now.
No, Lynch has got you.
Did he?
Yeah. I'll explain next, but you guys are hitting it over 70%.
How is that? Because I was a game up on
I'll explain when we get back.
Okay.
I got to take a break. I like to break. You like to break?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.